For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. Most people are taking at least a little time out of their day to give thanks for what they have. Whether you're doing it at a dining room table or between flights of incoming ducks in a blind, one thing is constant. We should all be thankful to live in Wyoming. I know, a show about giving thanks on Thanksgiving is pretty predictable, but it doesn't feel right to overlook the importance of this day. However, because this program is about the outdoors, I'll just talk about the things in the outdoors I'm thankful for. There's plenty of it, especially here in Wyoming. We've got it in spades over a ton of other places we could have wound up. Take the big game seasons for starters. We can pick up a general license and go hunting in more than half of the areas in the state. On top of that, we can hunt for the better part of 2 months, or in some cases, 3 months. That's assuming we don't get our critters on opening weekend. With the numbers of animals out there, getting your elk, deer, or antelope early is certainly possible, as long as you're a better hunter than I am. Then there's the fishing. I can't think of another state with as many fishing opportunities as Wyoming, with the exception of Alaska. If you're a trout fisherman, Wyoming is heaven. Upland game bird hunting here might not be as exciting as it is in other states, but what we lack in bird numbers, we make up for in low hunter numbers. And our game and fish department does what it can to help out with the bird numbers. Wyoming's one of the few states that stocks pheasants on public land, so the average hunter can go out and harvest a few. And of course, there's my favorite activity of all, waterfowl hunting. Again, other states have more birds, but they also have more hunters. It's pretty easy to find a place to hunt here where you don't have to worry about birdshot raining down on your head every time a flock comes in. You may have to put up with worse weather than you'd have in Mississippi or Louisiana, but you don't have to have a $10,000 lease or a duck club membership to do it. Yeah, there's plenty to be thankful for if you live in our fine state. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go take advantage of the bounties we've been given. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.